This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, Malalas, to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you. And to remind you once again that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, it will be quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and become involved in that silent communication. But as always, of course, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, to continue our discussion, we have suggested that you are a multidimensional personality existing in the now, and that in this particular incarnational period you are aware of this reality that you are creating, and quite unaware, particularly in your awakened consciousness set, of all of the other realities that you are involved in and all of the other incarnational periods that you are experiencing. It becomes difficult to grasp that concept that it's possible for your subconsciousness to be involved in manipulating, if you wish, the realities, to validate the realities and to validate the beliefs that you hold in all of these other incarnational periods at the same time, in the same space, because you see, time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. It's difficult to give you an analogy that accurately would portray that type of situation of creation process that you're involved in. The problem with analogies is that they are many times subject to interpretation, and one has a tendency to twist it or interpret it in a different manner than not only what it was intended, but what someone else might take away as their interpretation of the same analogy. And so it becomes difficult, and we hesitate with analogies many times for that very reason. We've used the analogy, however, that this vibrational level that you exist in exists in the same time and same space as all of the other vibrational levels that exist, similarly to the radio frequencies that you broadcast throughout your atmosphere, that all are existing in the same time and same space, and yet through the utilization of your various apparatus, is possible for you to tune into one of those radio frequencies while eliminating all of the rest, which you understand absolutely are there, existing within that same time and same space, although you choose to be involved in the reception and the interaction with only one. Similarly, with your incarnational periods that you are creating simultaneously, if you want, in the now, and experiencing from a subconscious level in the now, existing within the same time and same space, so to speak. It's like using the analogy that you, in your present incarnational periods, are aware of the utilization of instruments that you use to communicate with each other through your, what you refer to as your cell phone service. You understand that you have a provider of a service, and that provider allows many individuals to own, if you wish, a cell phone that is all being serviced and provided service from the same original service provider. You understand as well that it's possible for each of those cell phones to be interacting with one another while all of the rest are not aware of that activity which is occurring, and yet all being provided service from one central area or one specific service provider. You also understand that it's possible within that same time and same space for a similar service provider to have a whole other network of cell phones that are operating, interacting back and forth with each other, and yet each unaware of the activity of the other. Not only interacting within that particular network that is created by the service provider, but interacting with other entities that have cell phones that are being connected to the system through another service provider. And so you have these multiple service providers operating within the same time and same space, and each of them providing service to a vast multitude of cell phone users that have the capacity to interact with each other back and forth, and yet really at the level of that individual cell phone user, they are not aware of what's occurring throughout the entire network of cell phones with all of the other entities. Many times not even aware of who it is that has a similar type of cell phone that's being provided service from the same service provider. And so you, at the spot of consciousness that you are, is like the service provider that has these multitudes of incarnations that are occurring simultaneously. You're not aware even of them, only in certain circumstances at various levels of your consciousness, similar to the interaction that you would have from a cell phone user to another cell phone user. And so you are aware that there is this interaction, and yet you interact with other entities on a continual basis that are indeed, like, once again, cell phones that are being provided service from another servicer, and you interact back and forth quite freely. And yet not aware, once again, of all of these infinite networks that are existing in the same time and same space. It's you, each of you, at the level from which you create this vibrational level, this illusion that you experience, are in a sense a service provider. You are a spark of consciousness. You are the creator. You have this multitude network of entities that are experiencing other incarnational periods in the same time and same space, interacting many times with entities from another so-called service provider, from another spark of consciousness. And in these various incarnational periods, many times with a similar entity, if you wish, many times the experiences with another who is indeed experiencing realities in other incarnational periods with you as well. And yet you're only aware, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, of this particular incarnational period, of this reality. Not only are you only aware of this reality, but in your awakened and conscious state, this appears to be the most important. This is the one that you believe in your awakened consciousness state is all that is, that this is it. Very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept, that you have created this reality many times and alter it from an altered state of consciousness. That's a difficult concept to grasp. It's like suggesting that you're not in control, and yet you are absolutely in control at some level of your consciousness. You make the choices to experience the reality. Absolutely. Once again, that can be very difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state. Not nearly as difficult in your altered state of consciousness, in your dream state. And for many who have developed the capacity to retain a memory of the interactions that they're involved in that dream state, they get glimpses of the understandings of the interactions with other entities. Many entities that they interact with in that dream state, when they come back into this conscious state of reality, they have difficulty recognizing, because it doesn't fit into this reality, it doesn't fit into this incarnational period. So they sense a familiarity with an entity, but can't, in this awakened consciousness state, retain the memory of who that entity is, or the recognition of interacting with that entity in this incarnational period in the awake consciousness state. And yet in your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative states, you have the capacity to have those interactions. Many times in your meditative state, it seems like it's an imaginary experience. It's like, well, it's just my imagination. When entities become involved in what you refer to as past life regressions, or interacting with other incarnational periods that you're involved in, many times it seems like it's just part of your imagination. For many that develop the capacity to indeed sense the emotions and feelings that one experiences in those other incarnational periods, and to retain the memory of that interaction, particularly, once again, from your meditative state, and for some even from your so-called dream state. Each of you has the capacity to be involved in that type of activity. You have but to believe, and because of your belief in time and space, your belief that something has more value if it takes time and practice, and if you go through some type of a evolutionary process or a learning process, then it becomes more real, it becomes more validated. If it happens instantaneously, many times entities have a tendency to put that aside as just being a figment of your imagination, or one may experience something instantaneously that you would accept had it occurred over a passage of time of perhaps several years, but when it happens instantaneously, you have a tendency to look at it and call it a miracle. That it is not possible for something to occur instantly. It's because you believe in time and space. You believe if it takes time, and if it involves, once again, some type of an evolutionary or a learning process, then it is more real. If you have to work hard for something, then you appreciate it more. It's more real. Because it validates your beliefs in time and space. It validates your belief that the illusion is real. And it is something that many times is far beyond your control, which is what you choose to believe in the first place. And so you are a spark of consciousness that, like the provider of your cell phone service, has a multitude of incarnational periods that are existing within the same time and same space. That you, at some level of your consciousness, are aware of all of the interactions, but in your awakened consciousness state, you are only aware of what it is that you're experiencing in this incarnational period, similar to the utilization of your cell phone, where that cell phone user is only aware of the conversation that they're involved in, not of the multiple conversations that are occurring simultaneously in the same time and same space. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. Many times the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state appears to be beyond your control. It's that way by choice, because it seems more real. it's rather ironic that when you're involved in particular activities, particularly in your, what you refer to as your sporting events, that when someone is experiencing what you would term as a positive reality experience, someone is winning in a sport, they find it much easier to accept the responsibility for that achievement, for that winning factor they're involved in. If they lose, however, many times it's much easier to suggest simply that the other team played better. EH creates the reality. There are many who are in the belief that they are not absolutely in control, that they have other entities, guides or angels that are influencing the reality, that they have a entity that they refer to as their God, as the all energy that is controlling their reality. And when they are involved once again in your sporting events, the winner always gives thanks to whoever it is that they believe created the reality for them. The loser very seldom thanks whoever it is that they created the reality and gives thanks for losing the game. It's easier to accept this reality experience, if it's a positive one, as being your creation. When it's a negative one, it becomes much more difficult to accept that it is indeed your creation, your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. As simple as that may seem, it's how you create your reality. Understanding your beliefs can be very difficult. Lacking who you are, loving yourself consciously, will greatly enhance your capacity to utilize the creative tools that are at your disposal. Knowing what it is that you desire, utilizing your imagination, and by loving yourself, by lacking who you are, you have the expectation to create the reality that you desire. You expect it to come into your world. Utilize your imagination in the sense that you already own what it is that you desire. You see, if you're perpetually into a state of "I will at some time become involved in a relationship," and you are continuously attempting to be involved in a relationship, if you wish to have abundance and you continuously suggest that at some point I will indeed achieve that abundance, then it's always a continual effort to achieve it. The key is to utilize your imagination to the point where you are experiencing what it is that you truly desire as if you already own it, that it's yours. Even if it isn't at the present moment, the stock of consciousness that you are does not live within your so-called belief in time and space, but gives to you that which you desire based upon the beliefs you hold. It does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but lives in the now and exists within the now and does not understand this passage of time and space, which is your awake consciousness illusion. Utilize your imagination that it already exists. Not that I will be well, but that I am well. Not that I shall have excellent health, but that I have excellent health. Even though in your awakened consciousness that seems to be ludicrous, nonetheless, it's the belief that you hold, and it is indeed the state of your imagination which will give you the most beneficial desires and the most beneficial results to those that you desire. Have the expectation. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your choices and decisions. Each interact with each other. thoughts and feelings influencing your choices and decisions, and conversely, choices and decisions will influence your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your spontaneous attitudes, which are a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. Be consciously aware of how you feel, of what you think. Be consciously aware of liking who you are. And if you don't like who you are, if you don't know who you are, then take the necessary steps to begin to know who you are. List your principles, apply the principles when the opportunity presents itself. Begin to like who you are. Do the things that will encourage you to experience self-love. Do the things that allow you to experience feelings of joy and feelings of security and of trust, of intimacy. Give to yourself and give to others as an expression of love, and gifts that contain with them no conditions. When it contains a condition, it becomes a contract. Nothing wrong with contracts. You just don't allow another to experience that feeling of security and that feeling of trust and of intimacy that comes when you experience a gift that comes with no contract, that comes with no conditions, that is an unconditional gift of love that will allow you to experience those ranges of emotions and feelings that you refer to as being positive, and reinforce the feelings of joy and security and trust and so on and so forth. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Pay attention to what it is that you have as an attitude, the spontaneous attitudes that give you glimpses into your beliefs and belief systems. Your reality is a reflection of the belief you hold. Love yourself consciously, and you will increase your capacity to influence your reality from a conscious state. Like who you are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I don't know if I'm wording this right, but how and why is it that people or persons, because of their negative thinking and their life situations, get stuck? And it's detrimental to themselves. And where life just passes them by.
Expectation is an important part in the reality creation process, as we have suggested many times. Utilizing imagination to achieve what it is that you desire, indeed, is one of the important steps in the creation process. You do it whether you are aware of it or not in your awakened consciousness state. Utilize your imagination to bring into your reality that which you desire. There are a multitude of techniques that others who have seemingly developed the ability to create the reality that they desire from a conscious point of view have developed to utilize, and they will suggest to you that if you go through the basic steps and try these certain techniques, that it will for sure bring into your reality that which you desire. The repetition, for example, of suggesting to your subconsciousness that you would like to have certain elements come into your reality. Repeatedly suggesting over and over and over that it will be provided if you so believe, and if you continuously express the desire to have that experience. And that technique can work, absolutely. We're not suggesting for an instant that one technique is superior or less superior than any other technique. What's important is that you believe in the method or the technique. But believing in a method or technique also requires that you have the expectation. And as we have suggested just prior, expectation is enhanced when one lacks who they are. Expectation comes when one loves himself consciously, like who you are. It's a difficult concept to grasp for many, to like who they are. Many times lacking who they are means indeed that you put in place principles that you would apply, that others, that you would think it's important to have like you, would look at those principles and perhaps not apply them in the same manner or in the same order of importance. You may have a different understanding of what it is to have integrity, for example. It's not important that you do things to please others. You must first do things to please yourself, and it will come almost second-hand that you will do things to indeed influence and to please the others that surround you. We suggested in this incarnational period, and we have suggested in other incarnational periods when we have been involved in this type of interaction through our friendly lives, that when you choose to become involved in a process where you consciously choose to create your reality, that there's a very strong possibility that the relationships that you have will change. We have suggested that if you wish to keep the relationships that you're involved in and everything is occurring well within your so-called reality creation process, then continue on. Don't worry about what we're suggesting to you. It's not really important. All of the answers that you desire exist within inside of you. You don't need to listen to us attempting to tell you that which you already know. And so, when you choose to become involved in a reality creation process which can change indeed the reality that you are currently experiencing, then we have suggested that there is a very strong possibility that the relationships that you're involved with will also change. It would be, some might refer to as a evolutionary progression in change of relationships with other entities. If you don't wish to change any of your relationships, then continue the way you exist, and they will not change. If you wish to improve different aspects of your reality and your existence, then be aware that there is a very strong possibility that those relationships will change, absolutely, because you, as you begin to like who you are, will begin to alter your expectations. As you apply your principles, many times others may become offended by your principles. You do the application of your principles to become someone that you would like. Not principles because you think that it might impress someone else, but the principles that you're applying would not be your first choice. You don't do things to impress someone else first. You do things because that's who you wish to be, and that's who you wish others to see you as. Like who you are. Apply the principles. Be who you are. Know yourself. And when you begin to like who you are, you begin to do the things that allow you to love yourself consciously. And when that occurs, amazingly, your relationships may change, but the entities that you interact with will also begin to like who you are. Entities that you're involved with will begin to love you as well as you have then the capacity to love others. It's very difficult to give something that you don't already have within yourself consciously. You understand at some level what love is, unconditional love. It's what you craft this reality from. It's the basis of who and what you truly are. But many times, through your choices and decisions and through this veil that you put in place where you attempt to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, one loses that capacity to consciously love yourself. And it is reflected through the interactions that you have with other entities. Love yourself consciously. When you love yourself consciously and you love yourself firstly, then you begin to understand what it is to love another entity, and you begin to develop the capacity to express love. It's very difficult to express something that you don't understand. As we suggested earlier, it's possible for all the entities to have different capacities of understanding what love is. For some, love involves a very difficult type of a relationship, because that's what they have been experiencing throughout this entire incarnational period. And it's an illusion. You need to understand that it's an illusion. Love yourself consciously by allowing yourself to experience the positive feelings of emotion, of joy, of security, of trust, of understanding, of knowing who you are. Express and apply the principles to become the person that you wish to be, so that you can like yourself. And with liking yourself and loving yourself, as we have suggested, comes the expectation. You create the reality, and you can alter the reality by understanding what it is that you desire, utilizing your imagination, which we just previously spoke of. And the most difficult part is developing the expectation. So many of the techniques that someone would suggest to you to create your reality has worked for them, and they assume that it would work for you because you have the same expectation, or at least they assume that you have the same expectation as they have in their creation process. The method of the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method of the technique. And if you don't have the expectation, then it really doesn't matter what method or technique you utilize. If you don't expect to create it, if you don't expect that you're capable or worthy of experiencing the creation that you desire, then the spark of consciousness validates your belief that you're not worthy and that you really don't expect to create it, and gives to you exactly what it is that you truly desire. Like who you are. Take the necessary steps to love yourself consciously. Go with inside to seek the answers. Make it a daily habit to enter into some type of a meditation state, searching for, if you wish, answers, but more importantly, altering your consciousness while maintaining your awareness of the activities that you're involved in. Because you as an entity and entities existing within your so-called awakened consciousness state believe that it takes time to learn or to become adept at any type of activity, then indeed you will discover that as you continue the meditative practice, that indeed you will become more proficient at altering your consciousness while maintaining your awareness. And you can, in that altered state of consciousness, work on creating the reality that you desire, utilizing your imagination like you already are existing in and experiencing that reality, liking who you are. Love yourself consciously. Utilize meditation to seek your answers. And you, indeed, will influence and have a better capacity to create the reality that you desire from a conscious state. You can develop the expectation, the most difficult aspect of the creation process for many is the expectation. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Well now, well, once again, it has indeed been a very enjoyable and interesting interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude, for we indeed had the opportunity to experience your intense range of emotions and feelings that do not exist at the level of the vibrational level that we exist within. And so we are continuously grateful for that opportunity. And if you wish to interact with us, we would remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And until we once again have this opportunity, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.